This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Mark Hazy back with you for another Hack Deep Dive, and we're going to bring you the full version of a debate that we had on the Hack Radio show earlier this week. Because as soon as we played a cut down of the debate, 10 minutes of it on the show a few days ago, we had messages from people saying, where can I hear more? Where is the full cut? Well, here it is. We've got it for you right now. And it's all about a controversial performance venue in a former Sydney church, the Divine Playhouse. Now, you may have heard a little or a lot about this. On one side of the controversy, you've got a queer community saying they have a right to artistic expression. On the other, Christians, and specifically Catholics, accusing those using the venue of mocking their faith. The Divine Playhouse only opened a couple of weeks ago, but it's already had to close its doors. It was set up in a deconsecrated church, and protests and all kinds of commentary led to some really heated discussions online. In a bit, you're going to hear both sides of this story.
The thing that caused a lot of uproar was that a lot of the focus of the show was related to Catholicism and Christianity and included things that are really sacred to people. Items, statues, the crucifix of Jesus, unholy water, the body of Christ being used as McDonald's chips.
To reclaim it in our own way, in our spaces, look, this is how we choose to interpret the faith that we are rejected from is, I think, a queer person's prerogative in order to process that trauma. And if that causes offence, I understand that. But the Catholic Church has been causing offence to queer people for generations.
Yeah, that full debate is coming up soon. But first, Alistair Angeloni with this quick update on what led us to this point.
Hey chickens, I'm just going through my diary, or as I like to call it, my gay agenda.
A man dressed as a nun walking around with a dildo in his hand.
Was wondering if everyone had tickets to Two Queers.
A fiery culture war has kicked off over a pop-up event space in Sydney.
All of these degenerates only hated Christianity.
Last week, a heritage-listed building in the CBD reopened as an inclusive performance space, particularly for the LGBT community.
Pop on down. It's the Unholy Playhouse in Kent Street.
This is just not acceptable.
So, what's the issue? Well, it's in a deconsecrated church, which was stripped of its religious status in the 1930s and has operated as a theatre for decades. The building is owned by developers and was rented out to heaps gay events before a massive renovation of the block. The pop-up was initially called the Unholy Playhouse, with a last-minute name change to the Divine Playhouse following some complaints. But the events were spotted by Christian influencers.
This is their Instagram page making fun of our church.
Who said it was making a mockery of Christianity.
Nuns kissing each other on their pages. They've even said they're going to do a live exorcism.
Dozens of people gathered in prayer and protest outside the venue on opening night, which has meant events like an emo night that Jamie had tickets to got cancelled.
We come from Newcastle. We were halfway to Sydney when we saw the Instagram post saying that it had been cancelled. Obviously, we were very devastated.
The building's landlord ordered Divine Playhouse to cease carrying out an offensive trade or face eviction, which has forced them to close the venue and cancel all events.
It's gone unused and unloved, and now that our community has decided to fill it with love and life and performance, that's when they get mad.
Well, the New South Wales government has copped criticism for supporting the event with a $100,000 grant.
What an absolute disgrace this place is. The New South Wales Labor State government, shame on you.
But the State Minister for Arts, John Graham, has backed the venue and said the closure is a step backwards for Sydney. The conversation has flared, getting picked up by mainstream media on the left and right, while petitions on both sides of this debate have already gathered thousands of signatures too.
Hack on Triple J.
Alice Angeloni reporting there. And look, obviously there is two very different takes on this issue, so let's unpack them a bit more. Have a discussion. And in the Hack studio, I'm joined by entertainer, et cetera, who was one of those who performed at the Divine Playhouse, et cetera. Big week.
It's been a lot happening, but a lot of interesting conversations coming out of this week, which I'm sure we'll talk about today.
Yeah. I'm also joined by Catholic creator Antonia Marie, who was against what was happening at the Divine Playhouse. Antonia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me in, Dave.
Let's start with you, et cetera, because you were performing at the Playhouse on the opening night when all of this kind of started to kick off. What was that like?
I mean, I've performed at a lot of events that have had protests at them before. I've done drag story times that have had protests at them. So I'm not a stranger to people opposing my activities in drag as sometimes being controversial to them or against what they would find, you know, palatable. But it was kind of a shock to me to see that many people turning up out of nowhere. Earlier in the day, the mood had been completely different on our side. We'd been preparing to open a space that was an inclusive space for the arts industry in Sydney. We were so excited about opening a new space that kind of gave opportunity for many, many artists, promoters, event coordinators to showcase their work and share projects they'd been working on for months. And so for us, it felt unusual to have this juxtaposition of something that we were so excited about and so proud of that we'd spent so much time pulling together. And then to have the opposition to it, honestly, we all kind of couldn't really understand where that was coming from.
Antonia, you were one of those who didn't feel comfortable with the show that Etc. was part of. What made you uncomfortable?
I just want to make something clear. The reason people are protesting or are upset is not anything to do with you being queer. We are more than happy for people to have queer spaces and to be celebrated, because that's the greatest thing about living in Sydney and Australia. We're allowed to have different beliefs and opinions and be celebrated. I just think the thing that caused a lot of uproar was that a lot of the focus of the show was related to Catholicism and Christianity and included things that are really sacred to people. Items, statues, the crucifix of Jesus, unholy water, the body of Christ being used as McDonald's chips. Those things are really sacred to some people and are really a part of some people's identity. And that really kind of, I think, rubbed people the wrong way. And their immediate reaction was extreme anger. And it could have been dealt with better, I 100% agree with. It could have been a bit more civil to come. It was really jarring. Yeah, very passionate people for two different things.
Definitely passionate on both sides, yeah. I think it's fair to say. I mean, et cetera, what would you say to those who have raised concerns that this was mocking religion and Catholicism in general? Antonia just talked about a few of the things that really upset some people. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I was raised Catholic. I went through 14 years of extremely conservative Catholic education, going to Mass every week. I've had all my sacraments. It's a complex one because I can fully understand and empathize with how people were offended. But on the other side, there is a reclamation that has to happen of symbolism that has been used to oppress queer people. The Catholic Church my entire life has told me that who I am is intrinsically wrong. I have had to, through my art, reclaim some of that symbolism in order to process that trauma. And one of the things I saw on the night that was called out multiple times on a lot of online content was this idea of men dressing up as nuns. And the people in those images are part of an order called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who were founded in the 80s in America, when the Catholic Church actually refused to go into wards of people dying of HIV/AIDS and give them their last rites or be involved in those kind of sacraments. And so the queer community had to create their own way of giving queer people access to a faith that they were rejected from. I've raised millions of dollars for HIV/AIDS research around the world and are a crucial part of our community. And I can understand how some of the things, you know, handing out fries to represent the body of Christ, I can understand how that can cause offense. I can understand how some of the symbolism may not be interpreted in a way that is considered respectful. But there is also, you have to understand, a lot of trauma where we are people that have been rejected from this symbolism and told that it's not ours to have by leaders of the Catholic Church. So to reclaim it in our own way, in our spaces, look, this is how we choose to interpret the faith that we are rejected from, is, I think, a queer person's prerogative in order to process that trauma. And if that causes offense, I understand that. But the Catholic Church has been causing offense to queer people for generations, and we don't turn up outside your churches and protest.
What are your thoughts on that, Antonia? That, you know, there could have been people there who are being accused of being offensive, but they themselves have felt some offence coming from the church over the years, or have their own relationship with Christianity. Maybe they were raised like, et cetera, Catholic.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, I apologise for the way that you guys were treated and the trauma that you've experienced within the church, because that's ultimately not right. And that's not what Christ teaches. And you shouldn't have ever been made to feel like you're an outsider and you're rejected, because the message that Christ teaches is that he loves everybody and everybody is accepted. But there's a line between loving the person and then loving the lifestyle that people live. And I think that's where a lot of Catholic churches or people that you've experienced hatred and contempt from have failed, and they failed you and they failed your queer community. But I think in saying that, if you say that if everybody who's been oppressed by something can then reclaim imagery and, you know, use that to make it however they want and express it in a way that they feel is right, then a lot of people who have experienced hate or rejection from different organizations, from different religions, different people, different individuals can then use that as well. And I feel like that is more divisive than it is uniting, because there have been a lot of people who've experienced oppression at the forms of other religions too. And I don't feel like it's appropriate to say, because I've been hurt, I'm able to then come and disrespect it. When you reclaim a piece of, for example, the crucifix, that is really the crux of Catholic faith, when you reclaim that and then use it to kind of express yourself, I don't know what the expression is other than mockery. Like, I'm trying to understand what the expression of art is, because I love people expressing themselves and I want you to express yourself. But what are you saying by using that, or the nuns dressing up and waving around adults' toys? I don't understand what the expression is there.
Expression through art, and expression to have free speech through artistic expression. Mm. I think that is a right that should exist in any democratic society.
I agree.
And yeah. I think that people, again, are allowed to be offended by that, and they can have their response. And I don't think the response of anyone that has come from what they saw inside the Divine Playhouse should be silenced either. I think people are entirely allowed to express that response. I think people are entirely allowed to protest and have peaceful protest. What I disagree with and find, I suppose, the more troubling issue, the fact that this has now become an issue where the landlords of the property have buckled under this pressure and are now making decisions that impact $650,000 of work for the arts community. It impacts people's livelihoods. It sets a terrible precedent that anyone who's offended by something can impact people's livelihoods and businesses anywhere for any reason. And no one wants that, you know, in the same way. Like, that could shut down places of worship because people are offended by what happens inside.
I totally hear you. But for example, for me, I'm an everyday Catholic, and those things mean a lot to me and they matter to me. And nuns, it's a beautiful vocation. People give their lives to that. Do you see from our perspective how it can be really disrespectful? And obviously you guys have had damage done to you, but it's like reciprocating that with damage.
And in the same way, that is your perspective, but it's, I've talked to a lot of everyday Catholics, I mean, and they didn't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
So I think in the same way that you can't lump in everyone that was at the church as being like, you know, there were people coming up to the doors and screaming that we were demons and to come out Satan, and you can't.
And that's not right.
No,
that's not right.
It's not right. But in the same way that I can't lump every single Christian or Catholic as having the same opinion as these hardcore fundamentalists, not everyone involved in any kind of queer organization is deliberately acting in a way to mock a religion. Some of us are expressing our experiences that have been inflicted on us through religious trauma.
Can I jump in? Antonia, hearing you say that it wasn't right that some of the people outside were using words like demon or saying that the people performing there was satanic, you're saying you don't feel comfortable with how that was being expressed. Mm. What do you make of the people who were protesting and gathering outside? Because there were some there with really strong views towards LGBTQ community members.
Yeah.
How does that sit with you?
Well, who?
I saw three people specifically at the door screaming abuse.
Yeah.
But then I saw a lot of content uploaded afterwards by people associated with the group. Imagery of me that had been like slowed down and placed and said, you know, they're doing an exorcism on the floor. They're trying to summon the devil. And it just...
Was any of that happening?
Oh, I wasn't summoning the devil. I unfortunately don't have those skills. But it crosses a line where we can't have reasonable conversations about the topic when people are taking it to that level of religious extremism.
Yes. Obviously, these people feel very strongly about their faith. This is something that they will die by, something that they believe in so hardly that it's like life or death for them. So that anger and that response is a reaction to what they've seen. And unfortunately, I know you said that you have Catholics in your life that you've spoken to. A lot of people do find it disrespectful. And if we don't, if we sit and say to somebody who's been offended, sorry, you don't have a right to feel offended, how will we progress peacefully as a society? It will just continue to be hate upon hate upon hate. Because I have some queer people in my life and gay people, gay Christians, who don't appreciate what happened at the Divine Playhouse and they think it was wrong. It's important to note that you can't tell somebody who's been feeling disrespected and offended, sorry, you don't have a right to feel that way, because we wouldn't say that to you.
In a way, many have, because our feelings are that we've been disrespected and hurt by the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And so we are expressing that through art.
Yes, but you got a grant from the government. You were able to start up in a church that was deconsecrated 100%.
Churches don't pay tax.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have the Pride Parade, you have all these queer venues, you have all these places to celebrate yourself. I don't understand why it had to be with those sacred items. In the church, it's deconsecrated, okay, but the theme of the night and the theme of the nightclub was Catholic based.
Would you have felt differently, Antonia, and other people with similar views to you, if it was in a different building? The same thing, but just in a different building?
No, it's the same thing. If it's in a different building, but they're using the same items, the crucifix, Mother Mary statue, unholy water, the body of Christ, I would feel the same way. It's just that it was in a church. The church ended up getting the traction first. But the way they're using these items, they're not even just items, they're actually sacred parts of people's identity. I connect so deeply with those things. And to see them being used disrespectfully, it's offensive and it hurts me. And I don't want you to not have a space to celebrate. But where's the line for reclaiming your imagery come where it's disrespectful to other people?
And that is where you draw the line, and other people will draw the line somewhere else.
Mm.
In a free democratic society where people are allowed to express themselves through art, that's just the reality of that. That's the burden that we live with in order to have democracy, is that not everything that happens in our society we're going to agree with.
I guess one of the other arguments that's been coming up as well, et cetera, is that some have said they feel there's a different standard for Christians because, you know, they can't imagine a similar event being held with an Islamic theme or a Hindu theme or something like that. What do you make of that argument?
I mean, again, I can only speak to the fact that I've only been oppressed in my life due to my sexuality by Christians. That's my personal experience. There are plenty of spaces around Australia. There's Mary's Poppin is a gay bar in Adelaide that takes place in a deconsecrated synagogue. At the front of the synagogue, they have the Star of David, and that's been painted over to be an upside down pink triangle. Mm. I think that there's plenty of spaces around the world that also have nightclubs, queer activity happening inside churches. And I know you said this isn't about the queer activity, but I've personally been around the world to churches and seen far more sacrilegious things happening in them. I've seen McDonald's in old churches. I understand that the argument isn't about the space, it's about the activity. And so it becomes a bit of what is the main issue here? Is the main issue here that happened in a deconsecrated church? Because I don't think that's the issue, because it's deconsecrated and it's no longer a holy space. So the issue here has to be the actions that are happening. It's the symbols of religion being used in a way that you find disrespectful to your religion. That's what you'd say
Definitely.
The main issue is.
Disrespectful to my religion, disrespectful to my identity.
Yep.
And those examples that you gave, even those, I don't think that should be an excuse then to say what we did at the Divine Playhouse is okay.
Because it's not an excuse.
Even the synagogue, right? For me, that's not right. That shouldn't be allowed to happen, because people connect so deeply, and it's not even just things that they like. It's a part of their identity. Like, that is who they are fundamentally, and they're seeing it being abused. So it's really easy to say, well, the line of art can be drawn and, you know, these things that happened, that's art, that's expression. But what is the art trying to say?
I think the main thing is we're going to have a difference of opinion, because for you, religion is one of the most important things in your life.
Yeah.
For a lot of us, it's completely irrelevant.
100%.
And we live in a secular society.
And I'm glad that we have those different opinions, and we live in a country that you can have that opinion and I can. But that's my question. What is the point of the art? What is the intent?
Are you suggesting or maybe thinking, Antonia, that there could be some move here to antagonize some within the church by doing this?
I'm not going to speak for people who did that and say their intent is to antagonize, because I don't know. But the reaction and the response is that you've been oppressed and you've been targeted by this thing. So we have a right to reclaim imagery and use it in a way that can fill that void of religion in our hearts. That to me sounds like you're reclaiming something because you've have a lot of trauma, and I'm not saying you have a lot of trauma, but you've experienced something traumatic, and that gives you a right to then portray art in a way that is hateful and insulting to people. And that's where I feel I know we're not going to agree, but I would just appreciate if people can understand where we're coming from, because It is disrespectful. I don't get the intent of the art. I don't understand what the expression is. And no one's been able to tell me what is the expression by making Catholicism the core of the Divine Playhouse.
Well, I'll be able to tell you, not specifically in terms of the overall, the events that you're bringing up from the Divine Playhouse are a few out of hundreds of events that were being held there. Hmm. There were events being held there that weren't queer. There were events being held there that techno dance events. There were community workshops, 6 or 7 events that were happening across a programming period of months that were specifically themed around Catholic themes or Catholicism.
Yeah, and they were posted about and they had a lot of coverage. Yeah,
totally. And I understand that.
Yeah.
From my perspective, the art that is being created is to deal with the difficult relationship that queer people have with the Catholic Church, including a lot of these rites, sacred rituals, symbolism being denied. So if I was to then create a piece of art about my difficult experience with the institution that Catholicism operates within, I should be allowed to have an opinion about that as someone who's directly experienced that.
But I'm saying if we all have those minor experiences that end up being super big and they accumulate and they affect our identity, if I was to go then and then take that imagery back and make art from it that is mocking people, I don't see how that can build unity. I see it building hate. You can't have just, oh, I have negatively experienced something, I can reclaim it and then make fun of it and make a mockery of it. That it will then lead to people making a mockery of everything. There needs to be lines drawn where respect is clear and blatant. It's in a church. Yes, it's been deconsecrated. You're using Jesus, which is predominantly Christian, Mother Mary, unholy water, resurrection, confession. These are all terms and symbols and rites of our faith that are so sacred to us. Regardless of your experience, it's not something that you can reclaim and then mock.
I don't think at any point in no conversation that I was part of was there concerns raised that any of the activity happening within the church would be an issue. From the people within the queer community who had come from religious backgrounds, speaking to people that we knew who came from religious backgrounds, we didn't consider the wider community of every single Catholic or Christian and their opinions.
That's the problem, because they have been previously Catholic. They're not Catholic. The people who are Catholic now are saying that that's an issue and that's a problem and we are insulted.
There are plenty of people who are practicing Catholics and Christians who are part of the community and the queer community.
No, the queer community, but not the Divine Playhouse. You said that the community that was starting the Divine Playhouse, they had been previously Catholic and they didn't take into consideration the wider community. Well, there was no Catholic that was actually actively practicing. Isn't that what you're saying?
There are people within the community around the Divine Playhouse who are actively practicing
Catholics
and Christians.
Part of the leadership team?
Part of the leadership team? I can't confirm that.
Well, that's my point. If there was to be a point made that is this offensive versus divisive, shouldn't there be someone from the actual community to represent that?
Because we're not creating a church. We're not creating a space for Christians or Catholics. We're creating an arts venue.
Yeah, but you're using our imagery.
You don't own that imagery.
But it deeply resonates with us for a different reason for you. Yours is coming from a place of negative experience. Ours is from a place of positivity. So can you understand how it's really insulting?
But that's not our fault that it comes from negative. That is being inflicted on us beyond our control.
But that doesn't mean you take it back and then mock it. Because it's a mockery. It's being made a mockery.
Well,
it's not.
Again,
you
don't get to control how people interpret their experiences and their lives.
Yeah, and the same way you don't get to interpret what people find offensive.
No, and you can find it offensive. Yeah. And you can find it as offensive as you want. And that's just that's our difference of opinion.
But I think, though, if we let that be the staple for everybody's experiences in a negative religion or a negative with a person who has done something negative to them individually or with a group, it ends up becoming chaos.
Can I just ask, what's the actual impact of us mocking at past offence? Has anyone's safety been impacted? Is there an issue with people's livelihoods, with their work, with their jobs?
Why does that need to be
anything past people being offended by what is happening within that church?
No, but I don't think that there needs to be anything past that for people to say that I'm actually want this taken away.
Okay.
There doesn't need to be an element of safety where it's...
And people can say that that's what they want.
I might have to draw a line here myself, because we've had some big discussions and honestly, I'm really thankful that you've been so honest and open about it. I just want to ask you both one question. I mean, et cetera, how are you feeling now with the news that events have been cancelled, that this playhouse is no longer in use for the near future anyway. What are your thoughts on that?
It was obviously disappointing to see that the landlords had issued a breach notice. I believe that there should be space in every democracy for robust debate about things, and people should be able to express their opinions like we have today. But when it steps into a line where it affects people's livelihoods and it affects the arts industry and free speech, I think that the landlord stepping in here is the wrong thing, personally. But I think it's really important to allow these robust discussions to happen, and also to allow people to express themselves and express their experiences, how is authentically true to them.
Antonia, how are you feeling?
I feel that it's the right thing to do to close it down. And I feel that I'm sorry that people have lost their jobs and it's affected their livelihood. But I think that it's important to actually put a notice up that, you know, if you want to express your art, do it in a way that's not mocking the faith, and we'll be fine with it. That's it. But I hope that those people end up getting, you know, jobs and getting their livelihood back, because it's a sad thing to have your livelihood taken from you. But it's also the consequences of what happened.
We're going to have to end it there. Again, I really want to thank you both for coming on and being so respectful. And it has been nice to just be able to take some of the heat out of it and get to some of those core issues, etc., etc. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Dave.
And Catholic creator Antonia Janji, really appreciate you coming
in
as well.
Thank you so much, Dave.
So there it is, the full debate on the Divine Playhouse. And I've got to say, I was really impressed with the way both Etc. and Antonia were able to present their very strong held views in a respectful way. And it's not a small thing, like to front up, to express yourself like that, open yourself up to criticism and have your ideas challenged publicly. But they were up for it. And so many people have been in touch with me over the past few days saying, wow, that was really impressive from both of them. I got some messages here now. Someone on the text line said, can I just say, regardless of one's view on the matter, this is exactly the sort of respectful discourse we need so much more of. It's almost impossible to do this online in the current climate. It was a really great listen. Another person saying, a great debate. Wish people could have more of these. And someone else actually saying, shout out to those guests. I never thought I'd be batting for both sides, but it was civil and reasonable from both angles, in my view. Look, if you did like this chat, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. We've got stuff like that dropping every week. And check out our socials at Triple J Hack on Instagram and TikTok. You'll find snippets of these stories there as well. That is all for now. I'll catch you next time.